There are around 160,000 women veterans living in Florida, yet some of them don't consider themselves veterans and therefore don't apply for benefits. For our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien speaks with two female veterans about that and to preview this month's second annual statewide Florida Veterans Women's Conference in Tampa.
My name is Aline Tarter. I am the Director of Benefits and Assistance for the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs.
Larry Gerson, I'm the Supervisor of Claims.
I want to start with just the basic question. Why is it necessary to have a separate statewide conference for women veterans? Aline?
Women veterans have a lot of gender-specific issues, but often they don't consider themselves veterans because male veterans or male family members have told them that they are not veterans. And even a lot of our older women veterans have no idea that they are a veteran or that they're entitled to any benefits at all.
Now, Larry, what are some of the things that you see when women come through? How do they compare to men when it comes to the state assisting in claims benefits and appeals?
They have a different way of perspective when they look at their claims. They come in, they want a little more detail. They come in with more papers. Being that I'm a veteran, I only served a couple years in the Air Force, and I didn't know that I was a veteran for 25 years. And so that's where we are here at this agency, that we can sit down, and we have a state women's coordinator, Cynthia Brown, that will help you organize it, help you develop the claim, and do it properly.
You're going to also be running a breakout workshop or session as well, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What will you be doing in that?
I'll be talking about the appeals process, having women veterans understand what we can do to help them with their claim for PTSD, MST, military sexual trauma. There's different things that we can look at. We can help them develop it before a hearing and come in more prepared.
What have you added? What did you learn from previous conferences?
One of the things that we learned is that 3/4 of a day is nowhere near long enough. We had so many women veterans stay behind for hours afterwards last year, so we decided to have it for 2 days. And any of the rooms that are here in the VA regional office aren't large enough. So we went to USF, and they kindly provided a beautiful auditorium.
The conference is more than just about benefits. What are some of the other issues that people can come and just learn about?
There we're going to talk about employment. Department of Labor is coming. They have a wonderful website, and they talk about all the statistics about women veterans and unemployment. There's a tendency for women veterans to be more employable because we're strong leaders, we are empowered, and that's because we got that from the military. Then we're also going to talk about homelessness. Not everybody knows that one day something could happen to them, and they got to realize, understand that the VA has wonderful programs. They've changed just recently. You no longer have to have a mental health disability to be allowed to participate in that.
We also have vocational rehabilitation. We have an elder care attorney who will be a vendor as well. So we have so many entities for everybody, and I'm just so excited about this conference. I hope everybody turns out for it.
Who should come?
All women veterans should come to the conference.
Even if you're already signed up for benefits?
Oh, absolutely, because benefits change all the time, and we encourage everyone to come and to bring a friend as well, because you just never know about the new benefits that are offered.
I saw you shaking your head, Larry. Would you expand on that?
I believe that anybody that has any contact with women veterans besides that, because they're the ones there that are the support.
That was Larry Gerson and Aline Tarter of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
The Florida Veterans Women's Conference takes place Thursday and Friday, July 30th and 31st, on the Tampa campus of the University of South Florida. Get details at WUSFnews.org.